Here comes Beckham. Swirls the ball in. Lampard with the header. And Frank Lampard has scored for England. It was a precious delivery from Beckham. And Lampard made the run towards the right edge of the six-yard box. And the header flashed off the Chelsea player past Martes. And with 7 minutes to go to halftime, Frank Lampard's third goal of his England career puts England in front. England 1, France 0, Lampard.
It'd have been such a good night last night. Bloody French.
Gutted.
Yeah, tell you. There was a song being sung yesterday on the way to the ground by a lot of the England fans, which maybe we'll recreate later. I'm going to just check with the BBC slightly racist department. Although, with the mood of the English this morning, I think we'd be all right with that. Do you know what I mean?
I think you might have to do a rewriting job on the lyrics.
Okay. Well, basically, if it wasn't for the English,
you'd be...
Okay, and then it's that word there. I'll work on it for later. Morning, everybody. We're live from our villa in Portugal. Obviously, we need to lift the nation of England today. It's my job and Dave's job.
Morning.
Rachel's job, and Alad is slightly interested. Did we lose last night? I don't know. You know, while everybody was watching the game last night, he was on MSN chat. He had a good night, though. So we'll discuss that later. Don't you worry, we'll perk you up this morning. We'll play some good songs coming up then. First of all, let's get some news and sport from Dom and Jules. It's 1 minute past seven.
And the weather, hot and sunny for most places this morning. Some rain in the far north later. Radio on Newsbeat, it's now 5 minutes past seven.
So at least we get some sunshine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's some good news, yeah.
That's some good news. What a game last night. What a night. It was horrible.
Unbelievable.
Horrible it was. And first of all, it started off, and we've got to say this for anybody listening who's got friends out in Portugal who went to the game. Absolute farce to get into the stadium last night. An absolute farce. Okay, imagine, if you can, Dom and Jules. Morning, by the way.
Morning.
Morning, Jules.
Hi.
All right. Did you have a nice, extended weekend?
It was very good, thank you.
You had a booze cruise, were you?
Yeah, something like that.
So imagine the stadium, okay? And yeah. We're stood right in front of it on the other side of a motorway, okay?
Right.
And there's some barriers next to us, but we're not allowed to go through the barriers. No, 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 no. You cannot come through here. Okay? So all the England fans are going up a little ramp to the right, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we all go up the ramp. Then when we get to the top, we realise that what we thought was a bridge to get over isn't. It's the hard shoulder of the motorway. So we all walk up the hard shoulder of the motorway. This is true. I can't tell you how many thousands of people do you reckon? 10?
Oh, I don't. Yeah, something like that. But I mean, it was just so dangerous with the amount of people there.
Then we go left. So we're virtually in front of the stadium, but we're like, you know, there's a big wall separating us, so we can't get there. Meanwhile, load of England fans have gone, well, sod that walk. We'll just cross the road. So all the police are just looking and going, well, we're not causing too much trouble. We'll leave them alone. So then we walk past the front of the stadium. Keep walking, then we go back round on ourselves and suddenly realise we're going down underneath where we just walked, all right, through a tunnel, go back round again to the barriers where we started. This took us 45 minutes. The barriers then have been opened and they're saying, would you like to come in? Do you have a ticket? 45 minutes to do a massive circle. And then get into the ground. It was ridiculous.
So much easier on TV, hey?
But it is so much easier on TV. But the England crowd last night were great. We didn't see any trouble at all. We saw, and you'll be very proud to hear, very little fake Burberry was seen.
That's good. That's always good.
Only Rachel seems to disagree. She's got her pig face on, which is where she sticks her nose up with her teeth out. that's the face of, oh, digital Burberry. I put out the Burberry. That was just the England coach on the way in, though, love. but it was very disappointing last night. I mean, that free kick was an absolute classic, though, to be fair. And I don't think their penalty should have been given. I thought James was fair there. I thought he got the ball well and truly.
Did you?
Yes. I mean, from where I was.
We'd need to see it again, really, on the replay, wouldn't we?
No, not really. I don't think we should see it again. That's just our opinion.
The bit of it you missed, because you were there and obviously not watching it on TV, just before France scored the second, Bobby Robson, who was doing a bit of, punditry on TV or whatever, was saying, as long as we don't throw it away now. And as soon as he said the word now, then it all went wrong.
I took a photo of the scoreboard at 90 minutes, which said France 0, England 1. And 3 minutes later, we were leaving the stadium going, how did that bloody happen? Anyway, nice to have you back, Julia, by the way.
Hello, nice to see you and speak to you again.
Did you enjoy your weekend over here with us?
It was very hot, very nice.
Very good. Dominic, when are you coming out?
Hang on a sec, what?
Okay, it's 8 minutes past seven.
The Chris Moyle Show, live from Portugal, National Radio 1.
So we're going to wake everybody up and put smiles back in everybody's faces because we'll beat Switzerland on Thursday.
Hopefully.
See, bar the score and bar a couple of mistakes, we played well last night.
Room for improvement, though.
Well, yeah, but we were playing France. We could have got stuck, but we didn't. But, well, we kind of did, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Right. So we're looking forward to Thursday. Switzerland, you're going down. Do you like that record?
Yes.
The 4-1-1-4 thing and Ghostface Killer. Yo, what's up? The Ghostface Killer. Aye, when I'm in the UK, and all that type thing. Anyway, so I'm playing around on the Radio 1 jingle machine the other day, and I found a rap from a dance version of 4-1-1.
Have you?
Well, it goes like this.
Jeans, the girls so fly, them hipsters low cut in spoonies, brown eyes. Bumper so round, so right for this dapper. Seeing it bounce, I know I gotta have a spoonie like those jeans right there. The spot below the nipple, like, yeah. I said they're cold like OJ and hot like the sun. Them drugs up jeans on 411, yeah.
Spoonies jeans?
Spoonie rapping. Did you hear that, Alad?
Yeah.
Spoonie rapping? Huh? Gonna wrap Christmas presents.
With my drop-top jeans. I said them drop-top jeans. The girls so fly. Them hipsters low cut in spoonies, brown eyes. Bumper so round, so right for this dapper. Seeing it bounce, I know I gotta have a spoonie like those jeans right there. The spot below the nipple, like, yeah. I said they're cold like OJ and hot like the sun. Them drop-top jeans on 411.
So Spoonie likes the jeans just below the navel there. Is that what he's
saying? That's what he's saying, I think.
See, now, you know, looking at Spoonie's age, right, and then if he fancied women of a similar age wearing jeans like that, I think we know what kind of women we're talking about. You know, denim jeans. She's pushing 46, living in her council estate. It's not a good look. Do you know what I mean? She still thinks she's in her early 30s. Because Spoonie pushing 50. That's the thing that not many people know about him. Pushing 50, Spoonie.
He looks quite young on it though, doesn't he?
No, he looks about pushing 50. I think. He's on tonight anyway for Dave Pearce at 6 o'clock. Anyway, less than that. 7:17. Good morning. They take life for a sushi, those faithless boys, don't they? Just listen to the lyrics there.
They're serious artists, though, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're
absolutely
not into messing around like we are.
They're Spoonie, older than Maxi Jazz. Truth. Sex messages coming in this morning. Chris, can you tell why Sven even took Heskey to Portugal? Never mind, let him loosen the pitch. He is crap, from Alan on the A3 heading to London. Do you want to discuss that now?
We'll save it for prime time, I think.
Okay. Morning, Chris. What a pants result. What is the piece of music that the BBC are using for Euro? Love, Sam. I'm not telling you, it's a secret. Chris, I can't stop crying. I look like I've been punched in both eyes. Help me, please, Laura. Glasses. Chris, please explain in detail to the nation how the hell we lost to France last night after that show of strength from Will and Catterick. Well, we'll explain later. We can't really. And my favourite text message this morning, on behalf of all of us Welsh people, we love France. That's not nice, is it really?
Stop you.
Hey, come on. One love and all that. It's your lot there causing trouble, Alad.
Don't look at me.
No, I am looking at you.
Nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
I love everyone.
So we've heard.
Especially one of the competition winners. It's 7:21 and now... That's terrible. I never slept with Tracy. time for Buzz Off then. So, for those of you who don't care about football, I hope you were watching yesterday. I hope you switched the telly on and had a little look, at least. Especially if you're English. In fact, definitely if you're English, because you've still got to support them. England had a good time at the cricket. I don't know anything about cricket, but I believe that was good.
It's good, yeah.
Yeah, they were playing on a bridge, and they scored lots of goals. There you go. Jenson Button finished third, the Canadian Grand Prix.
Which is very good.
Grand Prix. And Wimbledon starts today. And I can exclusively reveal that Tim Henman is still in. So congratulations to Tim. He's not out yet. 20 past 7 in the morning, he's still not out. So we're all pleased about that. Thank you. Right, so, buzz off. If you like the song I'm about to play, text buzz on to 81199. If you don't like it, text buzz off to 81199. So it's buzz on or buzz off. Get out of bed, grab your phone, send us a text message. If you like it, buzz on. If you don't like it, buzz off. 81199. 81199 is our number. Are you ready?
Yes, we
are. It's a bit of a selfish one this morning because it doesn't. This is about us.
Is it football themed or just us?
It's just us themed.
All right.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Alan?
I'm ready.
Okay, no matter what happens, we'll be doing this song, right?
Really?
Yes. Don't look at me like that, it's nothing mucky. So today's Buzz Off or Buzz On, 81199, go! You see what I've done there, Dave? Without giving it away, see what I've done?
I like your style.
Do you like, who is it, Alan? Who is it? Quick, for the vocal!
Rembrandt?
No. Have another guess, quick!
Too limited?
No, not too limited.
The Rembrandts.
Like, right, describe your clothing sense. Go on.
Nice.
No. Keep going.
Posh.
No.
Camp. Label.
No. Describe what you generally wear on a night out. Go on, one word, go on.
Go on. Suit.
Go, no. Smart. That's right, dodgy! And you're not going to save that penalty then, broken nose. So there you go, that was good, and nobody buzzed off at all.
I'd forgotten what a good record that was, actually.
Nobody buzzed off, not even Alid.
No, I liked it.
I can't actually believe it.
Rachel buzz.
No, it's too late, Rachel. You forgot.
I didn't.
You did?
I was about to do it at the end.
For half a track, you weren't even sitting with the microphone next to you. It's on the couch! And I've never shouted that before on Radio 1.
It's on the couch.
It's on the couch!
It's a catchphrase that isn't catching on.
Where's your mic? It's on the couch! Anyway, right, dodgy and staying out for the summer. What year, Alan?
93.
95.
So close.
Yeah, but so far away. Dodgy. It's 7:26. Snow Patrol at Radio 1. Nice. Fatboy Slim and Khalees coming up later. Radio 1. Newsbeats. Thanks very much, everybody. Timing is everything, of course. Just like that bus through, if you don't mind. Right, so we'll play those in a second. Plus, also, we'll talk more about the football last night. And well done to Sarah from Coventry, who's the first person to spot this morning's Monday morning deliberate mistake. Of course, I said Wimbledon starts today. It starts a week today. Congratulations, my darling. You win some jam. So that'll be winging its way to you from the Portuguese Postal Service soon. Let's get some news from Dominic at 7:31.
It's now 7:35.
Where did you watch the game last night, Dominic?
In my house.
With?
My wife and my parents-in-law.
Oh, lovely. Where did you watch it, Jules?
I watched it in the kitchen with my housemate. With a can of lager, too.
No, where did you really watch it?
In the kitchen.
You didn't go to the pub?
No. I'm detoxing.
Sorry about that.
With a can of lager?
I just collapsed.
Are you all right, Chris?
Today.
I just fell over. I don't know what happened. All the blood just drained out of my body. You didn't go out to the pub to watch the game,
no,
Jules?
No, I didn't.
You haven't finally been barred from every single pub in London, have you?
No, I think there's about two more to go.
And what were you drinking during the game?
I had a can of Carlsberg.
Hey! A few of us had Carlsberg last night at the ground. It is fantastic. I'm at the end of our row. And so I said, I was dying for drinks. It's obviously quite warm over here, as you can imagine. So I said, I'm going to go and get some drinks. Who wants what? So half of us wanted beer, half of us wanted cola, right? So I go off and I buy it and I bring it all back and everyone's happy. But what I failed to tell all the competition winners who were drinking the beer last night, it was non-alcoholic. What a great idea. And I've never seen it before. Carlsberg non-alcoholic beer.
I haven't seen that before, actually.
So everyone's drinking these beers going, it's non-alcoholic, idiot. It's no alcohol in it. Oh, really? Okay, all right then. But anyway, there you go. I love our little chats.
It's nice.
Are you two dead?
No, we're not at all. We're just kind of, you know, as you are.
Listening to you.
A bit sort of shocked still.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, get over it. That was yesterday. Today's today. Switzerland Thursday. That's when we'll take the 3 points.
That's true.
You can't look back. You can't be negative about these things. If you look at it one way, yeah, it was an absolute crap result, and we're not happy with it at all. But for 90 minutes, the French couldn't beat us last night.
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah, right?
Honestly, hand on heart, who would have put that down? Who would have said that 90 minutes would have been 1-0 to England?
Mm.
Not many people. We held them. They couldn't get past us for 90 minutes.
I thought that Henri... Sorry.
Go on.
I thought that Henri was completely marked out of the game.
He was rubbish. He was like Heskey. And I tell you something else. We got Switzerland on Thursday, and they're rubbish too.
Did you see the French look good? Do you see the Switzerland Croatia game?
We saw bits of it actually before we went to the match.
Not a lot to worry about there, I don't think.
I don't think so, but we'll see. You know, it'll be interesting on Thursday, Dom.
Thursday is the day that you've got to look forward to. Forget last night. Move on. You've got to move on.
Okay.
Right?
It's hard, though.
I'm sorry to hear that, but let's not talk about that first thing in the morning.
That's lovely.
You've got to get behind the boys. Alan, don't worry about it.
That was an interesting segue of conversation, wasn't it?
What? Dominic's hard, and I say get behind the boys. Mm. But that's the thing.
What can
Beckham
you do?
Last night, David James, Steven Gerrard, Michael Owen. What did he do last night? He may as well not bother turning up. Anyway, but Thursday, that's going to be our day, right?
Right.
Right.
Right?
Right. Right.
Come on, right?
Right.
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 Seriously, Dom and Jules, if you're not going to play with the link, why am I even bothering talking to you?
C'est la vie.
No, seriously, Jules, when I say right, say right. Right?
Right.
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 Right, chef.
Right.
Right. Right.
Good morning, fans of England. We're live from a villa. We watched the football yesterday. It hardly was a thriller. Got beaten by the French, but it's only the beginning. On Thursday, we'll beat Switzerland and England will be singing.
England, England.
The Chris Moyle Show, live from Portugal. National Radio 1.
90 minutes last night and they couldn't beat us, Dave. 90 minutes.
No, they did.
Yeah, Frankie Lampard hasn't been playing with England long, comes on and scores.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy. That's how Wayne Rooney took the ball from one end to the other.
He was outstanding last night.
Thursday, we will win.
Here comes Beckham. Swirls the ball in. Lampard for the header! And Frank Lampard has scored for England! It was a precious delivery from Beckham! And Lampard made the run towards the right edge of the six-yard box! And the header flashed up the Chelsea player! And with 7 minutes to go to halftime, Frank Lampard's third goal of his England career.
Oh, doo 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 doo. Kelis and Trick Me. Okay, so I've come out into the beautiful garden of our villa just to get a little bit of atmosphere. It's nice, isn't it?
Is it cold out there?
It's all right, actually. It's not too bad. It's okay. We really do need to move these sun loungers, because you know when the sprinklers go off at midnight?
They get soaked every
absolutely
night.
Absolutely drenched. And there's the remains of our barbecue that we had on Saturday night, which is very nice, which Dave and Reese did a sterling job.
Thank you very much. Oh, and Rachel, don't forget Rachel, who bought it all and marinated it all.
Marinated it all. Pasta salad was very nice, by the way. I ate some of that.
Didn't you have pasta in a bap, I heard?
Yes. Listen, Dave, you can make a sandwich out of anything. My dad told me this years ago. You've got a big bread cake, okay?
Mm.
Put a load of pasta, butter it, put a load of pasta in it. Pasta sandwich.
You're not on the Atkins diet, are you?
No, not at all, no. I don't diet. What's the point of that? So I've come round, I'm standing by the pool in Portugal. And I thought I'd come out so I can hear the birds tweeting. It's beautiful, isn't it?
Mm.
Isn't that lovely?
It's a beautiful scene.
It's a beautiful day.
Looks a bit foggy out there, though, is it?
It's foggy every day here. Yesterday was our first, honestly, for those of you going, you're jabbing, I can't believe my Aussie, you're out in Portugal. It's been foggy and misty every day since we got here. Yesterday was our only day of sunshine. And Lisbon, it was about an hour away, but we're yesterday for the game. Boiling, every day, boiling. Here, so-so. England, I think, yesterday was hotter than where our villa was.
I think it was 30 degrees, wasn't it, in the UK, and sunny.
Should be nice for most of the UK again today. Should be lots of sunshine, so make sure you're listening all day today for the great sounds on Radio 1.
This is the official Chop Show.
With Wes.
On Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Morning, Sleepy Chops.
Morning, Portugal.
How are you?
I'm very tired today, because as you know, I was having it large yesterday watching the football.
See, now, you kind of, you're in Scott Mills' camp when it comes to football, aren't you?
Well, you could put it like that.
You don't really, you're not a massive football fan, which is fine.
Mm.
But listen, what I said, football at Euro 2004 or the World Cup, it's like drinking, part-time drinkers on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. You're allowed to go to the pub if you don't really drink that much on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. The same way you're allowed to support England for Euro 2004.
Yeah.
That's fine.
It's not that, you know, it's not like I'm wishing they'll lose. I am behind them, so to speak.
Right.
But I'm not, you know, not going to watch them.
Who are you mainly behind? Where's Beckham? Owen? Gerrard?
Beckham, I suppose.
Right. But then, ironically, you can't really be behind James, can you? You'd have to be in front of him, wouldn't you, Dave?
Why? Oh, I'm with you.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, sorry. On the pitch, obviously.
Yeah. David James, our goalkeeper. England's number one, debatably.
No, because don't do this, because I'm going to look really ignorant now.
No, I'm not going to set you up. David James, our goalkeeper. You watched the game, right?
No, I didn't. I had it on in the other room, actually.
Where's?
I thought, I'll do my bit and have it on.
Where's your English? Why didn't you watch the game last night?
Why didn't I?
Yeah.
Because I can't be bothered watching them all kicking.
You can't be bothered?
But
you can't be bothered. It's your duty. It's your duty, sunshine.
Don't
make excuses. It's your duty to watch the game. I want it to repeat after me. Shut up. Listen. Shut up. Listen and repeat after me. Okay? Hi, I'm Wes.
Hi, I'm Wes.
On Thursday? I'll be behind the boys.
I'll be behind the boys.
There you go. Lovely. Told you, Dave.
What exactly were you doing, Wes, while the game was on and you had it on in the background?
I was just making tea and stuff.
For 90 minutes?
Doing things.
That's some rubbish teapot. You've got it takes 90 minutes to boil.
Say again.
Doesn't matter. So, was that a good chart yesterday, Wesley, young man?
It was a very good chart, yes. Thank you very much.
I'd like to say congratulations to Kanye West, who got a high entry this week in the chart, which I'm sure you'll talk about later on.
Yeah.
And also, congratulations to Linkin Park. Straight in with a bullet at number 39.
39 yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, congratulations to them. They must be delighted. How about the Cristal was popping yesterday? And, of course, our very own friend, Mark Owen, who got a new entry at number 30.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Dear Mark.
And, of course...
a really good impression of Mark Owen.
Who does?
So, me.
Do you?
Yeah, you ready? You ready?
Okay.
Hello, it's Mark Owen here.
Is he with you?
Do you like that?
Was that him?
Hello, it's Mark Owen here.
That's unbelievable, eh? Alistair McGowan must be crapping himself.
I bet he's shaking in his boots.
Doesn't actually do Mark Owen, I don't think, McGowan.
Well, there we go. I mean, there we go, you see.
You've cornered a niche market, Wesley.
It's a place that hasn't been tapped.
Sadly not, though, because John Culshaw does do it.
Does a voice, obviously.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, Wes, are you ready to give us this week's official chart show top 10?
Yes, let's do it.
Roll the bed, Alan. That's good, see, you mixed it in there. And now the official top 10 with Wes on Radio 1.
Right, 10 is brand new, it's Kanye West, Selena Johnson, All Falls Down.
Wait, what do you mean by that?
Born in England is new at number 9.
Oi, oi, oi.
8.
Oi. What? You just said Kanye West as if I pronounced it wrong.
What did you say?
Kanye.
Well, I mean, I know Kanye very well. He's a very dear friend of mine.
Get on with it.
And he always calls himself Kanye, so...
Get on with it.
Anyway, 8 is Eamon and, well, I Don't Want You Back. Cassidy R. Kelly Hotel is at number 7. Number 6 is Frankie with Ferb. 5 is The Farm and Altogether Now 2004. Khalees Trick Me is at 4. 3 is brand new, Ozone, Dragas, Dia Dinte. And 2 is new, 442, Come On England, which means, again, at number 1 is Mario Winans with I Don't Want To Know.
Isn't it funny that Dave and I, it's a very little-known secret, Dave and I were asked to be involved in a football song for England this year.
Yeah.
And Dave and I got very excited. Until we were informed by Radio 1 management, this is completely true, they were delighted. They went, oh, that's brilliant, you're going to get involved in an England record. What are you going to do? So we're going to write half the lyrics and we're going to be on it. They said, brilliant, and all the...
Sorry? All the money goes to charity. That's brilliant. No, 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 no. No, the money goes to me and Dave's drinking fund for Portugal. No, you can't do that. Why not? No, you'd have to give it to charity. Well, that's not fair. No, yeah, it is. Well, then we're not going to do it. Do you know what song that was? The UK's official number two. We'd have been millionaires.
You would have been, wouldn't you?
Yeah. But anyway, apparently, if you're a radio DJ, you're not allowed to get involved in an England record unless it's for charity. Anyway, congratulations to DJ Spoony and his version of the Farms All Together Now. I can't wait. Do you know, we should ask him what charity that he's given that money to. Because he's on later. He's on at 6 o'clock tonight, live from the Villa here in Portugal. So we'll ask him which charity it is. I think that's very noble of him, don't you think, Dave?
I think so. I think it's a tremendous
thing.
Gift.
What's on the show next week, Wesley Boy, on Sunday at 4?
Sunday at 4 o'clock, we've got 5 limited edition box sets of every album the Red Hot Chili Peppers have ever made.
Wow.
5 box sets. Only 5 exist in the world.
Wow.
And we've got all 5 to give away Sunday at 4 o'clock.
That's a heck of a prize, Wesley.
The top 20 albums and the top 40 singles, of course.
So there, you heard it here first. Wes giving away 4 of those exclusive album box sets and one of them going into his collection.
3 box sets of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. 1 box set.
1 lucky winner. It'll be the only one in the country,
exactly.
Wes.
Exactly. If we give away... I like your point there, yeah. If you give away one, it's more special, isn't it? Because it's the only one.
Plus, we get loads down Camden Market for them.
Introduce this week's number one, Wes.
Okay, number one for a second week again on the official UK Top 40 at Radio 1, Mario Winans, I Don't Want to Know.
This guy is so good.
Isn't he?
He's so good.
The voice of authority, I think, when it comes to chart music.
Thank you, David.
Watch the game on Thursday, right?
I will do.
Thank you.
The UK's official number one. Radio 1.
Oh, baby, I don't want. It's the UK's number one, Mario Winans, and I Don't Want to Know.
Mario Winans.
That's what it says. Front page headlines this morning as you're waking up. When you get the newspapers today, front page of The Sun, Franks for nothing. Oh, I see. Front page of The Mirror, broken lion hearts with a big picture of Beckham covering his eyes. Front page of Daily Express, Bruce Forsyth quits showbiz. So all the top stories in the newspapers today, which we'll do with Dominic and Jules in a second. Britney Spears coming up, Scissor Sisters coming up. Our guest this morning, live in our villa in Portugal, Noel Gallagher will be on the show. Fingers crossed. And meanwhile, let's get some news to spot for Dom and Jules. It's 8 o'clock.
It's now 4 minutes past 8.
Whoops. They meant to fill the gap.
It didn't, though, did it?
Bella's Rodders.
You meant to fill the gap, Dom.
Sorry, I was waiting for Bella's Rodders, woman.
Actually, she was in there. You can hear her. You want to hear her again? There she is.
Bella's Rodders.
There you go. Mafalda Hyde.
You've got to love her. Have you spoken to her this morning?
I haven't. I was going to ask, have you made contact with Mafalda? Because she's looking forward to meeting you while you're out there.
Does she live in Portugal?
She lives in a hotel. She runs a hotel in some part of Lisbon, which is meant to be really lovely.
Dave, you seem to have completely missed the point of having this woman on the show, maybe.
Well, I appreciate that she's a Portuguese speaker.
She is.
But I didn't know that she lived in Portugal.
Yeah, most of her work's taken up by just getting us, you know, sort of interesting phrases. And not hotel work.
She's done a very good job, though, to be fair.
She has. She's been great.
Would you like her to hear her say anything?
Yes. I can't remember what I asked her to say now, but anything would be good. I can learn Portuguese,
too. What about tight T-shirts, happy charities.
Tight tops, happy charities.
That's always a favourite, yeah.
Top apertado, feliz caridade.
There you go. Can I just say, Reese, our executive producer, while we're out here, has a cousin called Ben, who lives now in Portugal, right? Mm-hmm. And so the other day, we're sitting in the villa, and I'm trying out our jingle machine. So I'm playing the little, just checking all the Portuguese phrases, like...
Tens bilhete para o jogo?
And he's pottering around the villa going, yes. Which is, do you have a ticket for the game, right? And then I play this.
Olá, eu queria uma cerveja grande.
And he says, certainly. So we're all of a sudden aware that he's listed, okay? So then we play.
Eu adoro a música de David Hasselhoff.
And he goes, she must be mad. Which is, I love the music of David Hasselhoff.
Or Hasselhoff, as she
says. Yeah, David, exactly, she does.
Eu adoro a música de David Hasselhoff.
I love the way that you described David Hasselhoff too.
I love the music of David Hasselhoff.
Eu adoro a música de David Hasselhoff. Oops.
David Hasselhoff.
David Hasselhoff.
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 Yeah. Have you heard of him?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm always saying his name.
Yeah. Are you? He's a good singer.
No.
No.
I like the fact that you didn't bother picking up on the fact that she said, "I'm always saying his name." She's doing the household going, David Hasselhoff, David Hasselhoff, David Fafafoff, all that. So anyway, so we're playing all these phrases out. Ben, who can speak fluent Portuguese, is kind of answering and stuff. And then we get to this.
Top apertado, feliz caridade.
And he goes, what? I said, do you want me to play it again? He goes, yeah, what's that?
Top apertado, feliz caridade.
I said, is that right? And I'm thinking, maybe we've got it wrong. And he goes, she's saying tight tops, happy charities.
Spot on, Ben.
Oh, that's good. Because she was worried that wouldn't sort of translate literally. And I was kind of explaining to explain a tight top.
Explaining?
That's easy for you to say.
I was explaining a tight top.
Explaining. David Hasselhoff.
Yeah. And the happy charities element.
And of course, I played a.
Belas rodas.
And he goes, nice wheels. So we're all doing very well out here. We're all doing happy. And, you know, even though last night was a sad night. Now, I did this earlier with you, and you two were crap. But you've got to get behind England on Thursday, right?
Okay. Yes, right.
No, see, right? Okay, yes.
Okay,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to be behind England on Thursday, right?
Right.
Right.
No, see, talk at the same time.
Oh, I see. Oh. Okay.
Okay, Dom.
Look, we're going to get behind England for Thursday, right?
Right.
Right.
You did it again.
There's a delay.
Not between you two. You're sitting opposite.
We're in the same room. Shall we try again? Let's have a laugh.
One more go. One more go.
We're going to get behind England on Thursday, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's
what we want. Right, I'll talk to you in half. Yeah, go, Dominic, stop it now.
Sorry.
All right, thank you.
Here comes Beckham, swirls the ball in, Lampard with the header off, and Frank Lampard has scored for England. It was a precious delivery from Beckham, and Lampard made the run towards the right edge of the six-yard box, and the header flashed off the Chelsea player, past Barthez. Beckham comes forward, right-footed, great save by Barthez, diving to his right. It was a wonderful save by the former Manchester United goalkeeper. About 20 yards out, here he comes, right-footed, and into the net. It's a brilliant free kick by the best player in the world, Zinedine Zidane. David James didn't even move. This to win the game for France. Up right-footed and into the net. David James went left. And like the free kick, it went to his right. It's in low into the net. And France, from nowhere, have come from behind in stoppage time to beat England by 2-1.
Parting is such sweet sorrow that I shall say goodnight to Liverpool tomorrow.
The memory of that free kick should stay in your minds until Thursday, and then we're going to stuff the Switzerland players.
Good morning, fans of England. We're live from a villa. We watched the football yesterday. It hardly was a thriller. Got beaten by the French, but it's only the beginning. On Thursday, we'll beat Switzerland, and England will be singing.
Hey, go, hey, go.
The Chris Moyle Show, live. Portugal, National Radio 1.
9 minutes past 8, Monday morning, brand new week, brand new slate, let's start again. Note to Sven, don't take Rooney off for Heskey, right?
Big mistake.
I gotta live my own.
It's 8:16 in the morning, this is BBC Radio 1, I'm Chris Moyles, we're live from our villa in Portugal. It's a bit misty here this morning. Weather for the UK should be nice throughout most of the UK, could be showers in the north, but mainly nice, hot, sunny day, just like it was yesterday. We had our first bit of sunshine at the villa, proper sunshine yesterday, which was nice. Rachel and I had a swim, as did Big Bear Paul, he had a swim as well. Dave, as ever, got his feet wet, and that was about it.
I wasn't really warm enough yesterday to go for a swim in the pool, which was rather cold.
Yeah, but, you know, you've got to try these things out.
I'm waiting for a couple of days of sun for the pool to heat up.
Right.
Then I'll be in there.
Alad hasn't had a swim yet. He's saying some rubbish that he's allergic to chlorine or something.
It's true.
Yeah. And allergic to enjoying yourself, more like.
You brought. Let's go swimming in the sea. He even brought his Speedo thong. I didn't bring them. They were sent in by someone. It wasn't me. I think it was Vernon that sent it in.
Is that right?
Apparently.
Right. They're way too big for Vernon, from what I've heard. Anyway, so we're live in our villa in Portugal. We're here all week. We're here for all the England games. And Thursday will be our big game that we'll get behind. Obviously, we need to learn a few more Portuguese phrases, mm-hmm. which means it's time for this.
And now it's time for Easy Portuguese.
Dave, who before you flew out to Portugal knew as much Portuguese as you and me, such as, Belas Rodas. And, hello, goodbye, yes and no. But as the days go by, he's becoming fluent, almost.
More and more each day.
Exactly.
I've been here, what, 4 days, and already I've come on leaps and bounds.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to do a really sick joke then, but I won't.
Just through everyday life,
right.
We've learned how to say good afternoon, which is boa tarde.
What?
Boa tarde.
Boa tarde.
Okay. And then, when you've said, if you want to say thank you to the helpful helpful person, you say obrigado.
Obrigado.
You see?
Right. I learned at the supermarket the other day, right? You slightly shortened it.
Obrigado.
Yeah, they have a shortened one. Obrigado.
Obrigado. So it's really good because we went out for a bit of lunch the other day, me, Dave, and Chappers. And every time we had two beers, so the girl served us twice. And, Chappers and I went to say thank you in Portuguese, not really 100% confident, so we did a kind of mumble thing.
Also, I did the international hand signal for same again. You know, when
the
you
circle.
Do that, when you circle it
point
round,
over the beer
point
and your circle.
Finger down and circle the beers.
And then when
same again.
When it's time to pay, you write in the air, a little scribble like that, tailing off at the end, and they go, fee. So, but Chappers and I there, right? This is true, isn't it? Right, he's in the kitchen. So she puts the beers down, and Chappers and I both go, and we're just about to say it, and then we kind of bottle out, so we just go,
obrigado.
Like that. However, sounds like fluent Portuguese.
Obrigado.
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 So anyway, here's your chance to learn more Portuguese phrases, especially if you're flying out for one of the games. Here's Dave with his Portuguese phrasebook.
The other day was obviously day one, the basics. It was under the section entitled Communication Problems, and we alleviated a lot of those.
Yeah.
So imagine you've just arrived in Portugal.
Alan, by the way, is still on. Do you speak English? No, we'll go somewhere else.
You've just arrived in Portugal. You might be out here for the football.
Right.
Accommodation is at a premium.
Right.
Okay? You can't find a hotel anywhere. Which means one thing.
Right.
You need a campsite.
Right, I don't.
Okay?
Right.
So, therefore, you need phrases that will get you into a campsite.
Can I just ask, did you prepare these phrases during the last record?
No.
Right. Why are we asking for campsites? We've got a villa.
I know, but these are for people travelling there who can't get hotel accommodation, therefore they need campsite stuff.
Right.
Okay? So the first thing you'd be after is something along the lines of this. Há parque de campismo aqui Puerto.
Okay.
I'll do it again a bit slower.
Há
parque de...
Há
parque...
Yes?
De campismo...
De calm...
Pishmo.
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 Yep.
Is that it?
Que Puerto.
Que
Puerto. I'm reading these phonetically. You can
right, okay. All right, you ready, Dave?
Yep.
Hola. A parque de campismo que Puerto.
Si. You see?
What do we see? What did I ask?
Is there a campsite near here?
Right, okay.
I've replied... Yes.
Right.
Okay, so that's your starter for 10.
A parque de campismo e que Puerto.
You've located where you might stay.
Lovely.
Okay?
Yeah.
You then...
You're
arriving at the campsite. You then need to find out, you know, a bit more information.
Yeah.
So you'd say something along the lines of this. Aluga para uma tenda.
Berraca.
What's the last word?
Okay. Aluga para uma tenda barraca.
Do you have any barraca?
No, it's right. Is incorrect.
Right.
Do you have space for a tent? Because it might be full.
So why did they just send us to a full campsite?
Well, you don't know.
That first person we met wasn't very friendly at all.
You need to find out if there is space for a tent.
And that is what again?
Aluga para...
Aluga...
Para...
Para...
Para
Uma
Thurman. Tenda
Kinda.
Baraka.
Right.
It's quite a guttural sound there.
Okay, here we go. Aluga para umatianda baraka.
See.
Lovely.
Okay, do you have... Now, obviously, you've established that. You need, again, more information on the campsite. Okay?
Right.
So your final easy Portuguese phrase for today...
Yes.
...in the world of camping is thus. A uma aria para se cozinha.
Okay, a uma...
Aria.
Aria.
Para.
Hey, by the way, our competition winners, aria...
I know.
That's Yorkshire Portuguese. A uma aria...
Para...
Para...
Se...
Se...
Cozinha.
Cozinha.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a kitchen?
Very close.
Ooh.
Are there cooking facilities on site?
Ah, you see?
I will give you that one.
Not just a hat rack, my friend.
So, right, day two...
Yeah?
You have established that there is a campsite.
Right.
You've established that they will let you pitch a tent there.
Yeah.
And they have cooking facilities.
How much is a campsite?
Ah.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
You've caught me off guard.
Where are the toilets?
Okay. Ah, that's easy.
Do they have showers?
Uma are pere se... A chuveira. Well, that's technically showers.
Right.
But they probably have toilets in there.
In the shower?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. You can always just take a
slash
in the shower.
It all goes down the same way, doesn't
it? You know what I mean? Yeah? We do it at the Shouts on Radio 1.
See, more easy Portuguese.
Well, thank you very much, Dave. That was beautiful. I now feel confident if our villa, for some reason, crumbles and we need to find their campsite, ask if there's room for a tent. And this is their... What was the
cooking
last one?
Facilities.
Cooking facilities. Lovely. All right.
All bases covered, you see.
Good. Tomorrow may be a bit more useful for the...
Sailing club.
No, but I'm thinking more for the day-to-day traveller in Portugal, OK?
Right, yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, Dave.
Pleasure.
Easy Portuguese at 8:24.
Easy Portuguese on Radio 1.
Right, so we have a list of songs to play in case England won the game last night or lost the game last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we were to lose, we were going to play Stop Crying Your Heart Out by Oasis.
Yep.
If we win, we're going to play Morning Glory by Oasis.
Mm-hmm.
However, I've decided we shouldn't be negative, we should be positive. Instead of looking back to yesterday, we should look forward to Thursday,
Switzerland.
Right? Exactly, right. And because Noel Gallagher's our guest this morning, we are going to play What's the Story of Morning Glory. Get out of bed, turn the radio up loud, don't look back, look forward. Thursday, England-Switzerland, victory will be ours. Right?
Right.
Good. It's 8:24 at Radio 1, Monday morning. Good morning!
Belas Rodas.
Here comes Beckham, swirls the ball in, left back with the header, and Frank Lampard has scored for England. It was a precious delivery from Beckham, and Lampard made the run towards the right edge of the six-yard box, and the header flashed up the Chelsea player, past Barthez, and with 7 minutes to go to half-time, Frank Lampard's third goal of his England career puts England in front. England 1, France 0, Lampard.
90 minutes, they couldn't beat us, Dave. 90 minutes. Don't
and then
forget.
They did.
Yeah, right, yeah. But up to 90 minutes...
It doesn't mean anything until the final whistle goes.
No, yes, right. But, that's a good sign. See? Get to play a little nice Guess Who with Dom and Jules in a second, which everyone here, most people here know about, because all our winners are here. Morning.
Morning.
And the freeloaders.
Less freeloaders than winners, you see.
No, they're the same, exactly the same.
And a different
morning program. Winners?
Morning!
Morning freeloaders?
Morning!
See, it could just be on tape. Do you know what I mean? It's the same thing.
They're live.
Enjoy it last night? Bar the score?
Brilliant.
Yeah, seats all right for you?
Fantastic.
Yeah? I got everyone a drink as well. Got a Derek non-alcoholic beer. I thought it was wise. You know what I mean?
What are you trying to see like?
That's my Macam impression there. Completely different to my Geordie, which is...
What are you trying to see, like?
See the difference there? You see the difference there, Derek?
A little bit nice. Aye, thanks very much. Yeah, good. Aye.
Aye. That's his Ali G impression. Anyway, so, hello to JP, by the way. He's cooking for my mum and dad tonight.
Is he?
Yeah.
Who's JP?
You know who JP is.
JP. Jermaine Pennant?
That's right. Jermaine Pennant is cooking for my mum and dad tonight.
Jonathan Pierce.
That's right, Jonathan Pierce. Yeah, keep going, smart ass. Go on, another one. John Peel.
John Peel.
There you go, bingo, congratulations.
John Peel.
Yeah, it's John Peel is cooking for my mum and dad tonight.
And on the menu tonight, the beef stroganoff. And afterwards, caramel apple Betty. But first, it's the soup.
That's what we'll be doing tonight.
I've never been quite sure what a Betty is.
Well, anyway, Basement Jackson Outcast. Plus, we'll talk to Chappers. All that coming up later. Radio 1. News Beats. Let's get some news from Dominic. It's 8:30.
It's coming up to 8:35 now.
Okay, so we get to play a game of Guess Who.
Yay!
This is just for you two, for Dominic Byrne and Juliet from...
Hello.
Right?
Right!
There you go. See, the timing is everything.
Yeah.
You know what's the secret of comedy, Dom?
Timing.
It's the right answer. Hey. So, today's Guess Who. This is from the game from yesterday. Okay, before we start, you can't say Beckham or David James Michael because that would be ridiculous.
All right, hang on.
Right, okay.
Cross those
okay,
out.
Okay, fine. Thank you, Dominic. Right, you ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dom, you can start.
Is it a man?
Jules, say it.
Is it a woman?
Correct.
Is she in showbiz? Is she a singer? What?
Well, yeah.
No, does that mean she sings but not very good?
I'm not saying that.
Okay.
Is she a reality star?
Is she an actress as well as a singer?
Oh. Did she used to be in a pop group? Did she used to be in a teenage pop group?
Is it
are
one
you
of
thinking
them?
Were you thinking of New Kids on the Block?
Or one of the S Club Juniors?
I was thinking of Rachel Stevens.
Okay, it's the wrong answer. Dominic.
Is she under the age of 30? No.
Oh. Is she under the age of 40?
Take your time, it's only a 3-hour show.
Is she in her mid-30s?
Is she in her early 30s? Is she married to a famous person? Is she Victoria Beckham?
Oh!
Finally! Yay! I can't believe it! Good God!
I can't believe what a meal you made of that.
Do you know, all the way through, I had, what's the name from The Cruise in my mind? What's her name?
What, Jane McDonald?
Yeah. Jane McDonald!
I have no idea why. I don't know.
What's she been doing in the England game?
No idea. Did you have a chat with Victoria then?
I did have a chat with Victoria.
Hey!
Was she sitting next to you?
Well, do you know what? We had better seats than Posh, didn't we?
It
was
true.
Very cool. And we were walking down the steps to our seats, and then she was sitting towards the end of one of the rows, and we walked past her, and she spotted me.
Hey.
Oh.
I don't know how she spotted me. Well, I mean, I was stood in the aisle going, Victoria! 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 Hiya, you're right. Oh, wait. Oh, you saw me. Oh, okay, yeah, fine. No, it's Chris. Right. No, it's good to see Moyles. Right. Yeah. And the DJ interviewed you. All right. Okay. Good. Yeah. So that was quite nice.
Was she with all the other wags?
Was she with all the other what?
Wives and girlfriends.
Oh, okay. Is that what you call them?
Wags.
I believe she was, yeah.
Mm. There's a nice picture of her in the papers here, actually.
Well, I've got to tell you, here's the funniest thing, right? When we started, you know, you go out, you show your ticket, and then you walk down to your seat. If you know, I'm supposed to walk up.
Yeah.
So walking down to our seat, all the paparazzi are out with their telephoto lenses, staring right at us, and I'm thinking, well, good God, you know, I know I'm with Chappers and everything, but that's a little bit extreme. He's only been doing his show with Dave the last few weeks, but this is a press frenzy. And I thought, hang on, is one of our competition winners wanted on Portuguese Crime Watch, something like that? As it turns out, I think one of them is, but let's not go into that.
That would be a good story, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it just?
Yeah.
And then we realised, obviously, all the cameras are focused on Victoria Beckham. So, if you stood on the pitch looking with all the photographers, just to your right is the tunnel where all the players come out.
Yeah.
They're not looking at the tunnel. They're looking at Victoria Beckham sitting in the seat. and they're all taking pictures and snapping away and everything. I swear on my life, as they're all taking pictures of Victoria Beckham, the team ran out and they missed them completely.
Brilliant.
French and the English.
And then they all rushed over to, it's like following the players' backs, didn't they?
Yeah. They just about got like a couple of ball boys, you know, tailing out
and
towards
Heskey.
The end. That's what I said. Yeah. A couple of ball boys. So there you go. Anyway,
hey,
so
did she ever give you those tickets for Real Madrid? She promised.
I never asked her. To be fair.
Oh right, she did offer them you.
She did, yeah. But I might, maybe I'll call her later and meet up with her for a bit of lunch in Lisbon or something like that.
That sounds very sophisticated.
That's so cosmopolitan.
Yeah. It's not going to happen though, is it really?
She was wearing a backless Dolce & Gabbana designer dress and a Chanel handbag, apparently.
I know she borrowed it off Alan before the game.
Which is
really nice of her.
Good morning, fans of England. We're live from our villa. We watched the football yesterday. It hardly was a thriller. Got beaten by the French, but it's only the beginning. On Thursday, we'll beat Switzerland and England will be singing.
England, England.
The Chris Moyle Show, live.
Outcast at Radio 1 and Lovely Roses, which apparently smell like poo, according to him. Well, that's the wrong one for a start. I'm playing Morning Glory again for some reason. That's meant to be the beautiful romantic Euro 2004 music. Coming up to 8:48 in the morning. Chili Peppers last night played Scotland. Apparently it was an amazing gig. They're obviously playing in Hyde Park this weekend. Edith will be backstage from 1 o'clock.
Yep.
And I believe you can also feel free to grab the paper because I'm doing this off the top of my head. And you can hear an interview with... You can hear the gig, an exclusive interview with Zane Lowe from 7 till 9. That's next Saturday on Radio 1. Tickets, what about tickets?
Win them.
When?
All week.
There you go, and you can win tickets all week.
That's a hell of a promotional
feature. Bit vague that though, isn't it?
It was a little bit.
Listen to Joe Wiley from 10.
Listen to Joe Wiley from 10, and you can win tickets for the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
You listen to Joe Wiley anyway, she's great.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. Morning, Noel. There you go. Mr. Noel Gallagher's here.
Our special guest.
At 8:48 in the morning. I'm very, 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 very impressed.
Eh?
Very impressed at 8:48 in the morning.
Why?
That you're here.
Well.
There you go. Lovely. And there'll be more in-depth chat with Noel later. meanwhile, let's pull apart the game from last night with Mark, I'd Never Killed John Lennon, David Chapman.
It's not David.
That's what you name, Mark
no,
Chapman.
No, it's not mine.
Mark Chapman.
That was his.
Mark Chapman killed John Lennon. You are called Mark Chapman.
Yeah. He had David as his middle name. Well, and I don't.
What is your middle name?
Well, my middle name's Mark.
Mark?
No. It's, Mark. I've got,
is my, your first
I'm
name
called,
not Mark?
No.
Mark Chapman.
Is it not?
No.
I never knew that.
I'm called by my middle name.
What's your first name?
Lawrence.
No, it's Andrew.
Really?
Yeah, don't ask. From the moment I was born, I was called Mark, though. Don't ask why they chose to call me by my
mum and dad are known by their middle names.
Oh, yeah.
Both completely separate. Just dad was always known by his middle name, mum was always known by the middle name they met, and they're known by their middle name.
It's weird.
Which is weird when he was in the hospital the other week, and everyone kept saying, is there anything we can get you, John? And he's aimlessly just looking out the window. But they thought he was mad for the first week. Then they started testing his ears.
I could have been called by my middle name, but it's Lloyd, and I think I probably would have got beaten up as a child with that.
Yeah.
So there we are.
Yeah, I'm lovely. Anyway, I was almost going to be called Rory. Mum was going to call me Rory. Imagine that.
Rory Boyles.
Rory Boyles. Good Lord. Anyway, so, last night's game.
Yes.
First of all, explain to me this. Obviously, as a football fan, but a new football fan, yeah. As I keep saying, and my knowledge of the game isn't as strong as yours or Dave's or Noel's or anyone like that. But explain to me this, which I didn't understand. Rooney off, Heskey on.
I don't know. And there are loads of texts coming in slagging Heskey off today and loads of calls on 606 last night slagging Heskey off. And I don't actually blame him for what happened. I blame Sven for the substitution, which was ridiculous. And we were all saying, even though you're a new football fan, you were saying it as well, Rooney gave England the outlet last night. Every time he got the ball, he caused them problems. And in the second half, they were attacking all the time. England defended very well. The centre-halves were fantastic. And as soon as they found Rooney, it took all the pressure off it took all the pressure off the England defence and gave them an outlet, and he won the penalty. And I don't know why Sven did it, because as soon as that happened, as soon as he took Rooney off, he just gave the initiative to the French for the rest of the game.
That's what I said last night.
More or less. You sort of paraphrased that, didn't you?
You just nicked my words.
I did, yes.
Yeah. And Mark and I agreed on halfway through the game on who the England man of the match should have been.
Sol Campbell.
Yeah. Yes, we did.
I thought he was amazing.
He was a rock.
Ledley King had a good game as well.
The defence was excellent last night.
Yeah, Paul Robinson didn't let anything in last night.
No, he did very well.
He was really good. And at the end of the game, for those fans who might have stayed, Ian Walker, good on the ball last night, wasn't he?
He came out and did a few tricks.
Yeah, which I don't know what that was all about. But they all came on. John Terry as well. He was on the pitch last night, right at the end of the game. When most of the fans had gone, a few of the England boys came out just for a bit of a training kickabout.
All the subs.
Sammy Lee had them out, didn't he?
Yeah.
For a runaround.
All the subs came out, even the ones who'd come on, like Heskey and Hargreaves, came out as well.
So that was nice. Mm. Obviously, according to Dominic Byrne, reading the news this morning, the papers seem to be slagging off David James and Steven Gerrard. Is that a bit unfair?
Very, yeah, I think so. I think, well, Gerrard made a mistake. Everybody makes mistakes. So, you know, that ball should have been cleared by Ashley Cole. David James, I don't quite understand why David James is getting so much stick. Right, he gave the penalty away, but I couldn't really see what else he could do. Mm. He just came out and clattered him.
The free kick was just...
genius.
My jaw dropped.
Our head in our hands, didn't we? When he Dave, for some bizarre reason, had gone to the bog.
I was upstairs watching from the top of the stand. Right. But I couldn't get back down. There's so many people, so I stood there watching. I had a better view than you did.
Do you know what he did? He went for a hot dog.
I did. Because I went during that injury. It was that injury, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Right at the end.
Freaking,
and while
they
were doing that, I went for a quick pee, grabbed a hot dog, and watched the end from there. Right.
Comes back down singing, 1-0 to the end. Dave, we lost.
Did you really see it, or are you just saving face?
I saw it.
All right.
Who took it?
Me? Yeah.
Who took it?
Zidane.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Which corner did he run off to celebrate in?
Left.
You were having a wee, weren't you?
I wasn't having a wee.
All the players have sounded down after the game.
Yeah, really. Do you know, if England had lost 2-1 just in a normal way, then there wouldn't be a problem with it. But the fact that they were, or even if it was 1-1 and they'd conceded a last-minute one to make it 2-1, there wouldn't be a problem with it. But the fact they conceded two goals in injury time, I think it's going to be really... they sound... Lampard, Gerrard, Beckham, they just sound really kind of down and fed up. And I think it's going to take a lot to pick themselves up now.
Thursday will beat Switzerland.
You need to go to the England camp and shout right at them.
Right?
Not Richard Wright.
Right?
No, not Richard Wright. And get them all shouting right back. A bit of motivational Moyles therapy.
Me and Paul, the big bear, we'll go down and get them all fired up.
He was trying to get us to jog through the streets of Lisbon on the way back last night. Like an army platoon.
For about 10 minutes. We're walking back to the hotel. Paul's going, I don't know, but I've been told. Meanwhile, Chappers is going, I don't think so. But the rhyme was, some of the rhymes were a bit rude.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was jogging. I was running back to the hotel, yeah.
Yeah, it was a very slow jog.
No.
You have to be careful on the streets of Lisbon because half the pavements aren't finished and the water hydrants just crop up out of the road for nowhere.
They put all the money into the stadium, obviously.
Yeah, they have.
You know, let's not worry about things like pavements and roads and traffic lights. Let's make sure they have big seats for all the fat asses when they come. Why am I talking like this?
There's a lot of room actually in those seats last night.
Massive seats.
Hey, nice seats, aren't they?
Good massive seats.
For anyone who's ever sat at Wembley, and by the way, we, as I said this earlier, if you've got friends who went to the game last night, give them a call today because the journey, the walk, we're standing outside the stadium, we walked for 45 minutes in a circle to get back to the same point where we started to get... Did you have trouble getting in last night, Noel?
Yeah.
Were you walking for ages?
Well, no, because I'm... well, I've also got surrounded by a load of pining skinheads.
Exactly. Exactly. Now you know what it's like to go see Oasis at Wembley, sunshine. Nightmare. You see? You've got to struggle. You've got to put the effort in to reap the rewards. Anyway, so it was, England played well last night, bar the dreadful result. It was my knowledge of football, and I think we'll beat Switzerland 9-0 on Thursday.
Do you?
Yes.
I wouldn't go the 9-0, but if it had stayed 1-0, all the papers would have been saying this morning that we'll win Euro 2004 after beating France. So in the space of 3 minutes, we've gone from being able to win Euro 2004 to being rubbish. So we've got to keep it in perspective, haven't we?
We were beating the French, we drew the French, and we got beaten by the French in 3 minutes last night. Anyway, thank you, Mark.
Nice one.
Thanks for getting up early.
It's a pleasure.
No, okay.
I was woken by you shouting, right.
Right! Good, it's not working, is it?
Doesn't...
We're going to beat Switzerland on Thursday.
Yes,
right!
Right!
Thank you very much. Gotta be listening to Radio 1. If you don't have a ticket, Joe Wiley will be giving away tickets later on this morning for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. You're gonna get loads of Chili Peppers every day if you're a massive fan.
You could be winning tickets this week. And if you can't get tickets for whatever reason, on the air, Saturday, live on Radio 1, Edith is backstage from 1 o'clock. And then we've got the gig and an exclusive interview with Zayn as well. Saturday for the Chili Peppers, big day. Sunday, that's what I said, Sunday, right? Right, Dave, are you ready for TD Sling getting to today's from yesterday's Entrance to set you free?
Entrance were also the band responsible for the 1993 cover of Staying Alive, which featured the vocal talents of Ricardo da Force. If you remove the da Force bit of Ricardo da Force, you're left with Ricardo, the Brazilian he-she who achieved fame on the Salon and looks a bit like Louise Redknapp on steroids. If you add an A to the front of the word steroids, you get asteroids, which can be a hazard to those navigating through space. Space shares many of the same letters as the word spice. The plural of spice is spices, which are kept in a rack. Rack is a word associated with lamb, as is shank. Shank rhymes with Hank, as in Hank Marvin, who is in the shadows. In the Shadows was a recent hit for the Rasmus, who I think are from Finland. Finland gets very cold and is an ideal habitat for reindeers. The word reindeers begins with the letter R, as does Romania, raccoon and Rill in North Wales. And it was in Rill, many years ago, that we first met Sean Ryder, former leader of the Happy Mondays and the brief but brilliant Black Grape, which links us to this morning's TD Sling track. It is Black Grape and Reverend Black Grape.
Hooray! Full of swearing!
No, we've de-sweared it.
You sure?
I hope so.
Could be your last show, Dave.
Good morning, Ofcom.
Okay. Right, let's get it on then, nice and loud. That's the Radio 1 edit there of Black Grape.
Thank you, Radio 1 head of clean edits.
Yeah, lovely. Beautiful.
Certainly that saved our bacon, hey?
Yeah. Steve on the first show, Black Grape on the second. Seamless link, Dave?
Yeah.
Okay, by tradition then. So 9:05, so we're not doing Let's Get Ready to Ramble today.
We have more important fish to fry.
That's right. Because obviously we could have had any guests we wanted for this trip, but there was only one name when we made our list.
The Chris Moyle Show, live from Portugal, National Radio 1.
Liam said no, but our kid will be out there. Oh, Noel Gallagher's here. Morning. Right?
I'm very, very well, considering.
Now, can I just say, before we start, last time we were in a scenario like this was Euro 2000, and you came on the show.
That's right, yeah.
And you got in before the show started, because it was the afternoons, and you came up, and we were chatting about the show. It was during the Go to Hell period.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right? When
I'd scarfed from the band, and I'd gone to Ibiza,
yeah,
haven't
you? Yeah, you'd done a runner. He was saying, you, Melinda, you Comedy Dave? Oh, what? Right? And you'd been sitting listening to the show in Ibiza. Yeah. Now we're on in the morning at breakfast
that
time.
That sounds quite sad, really, doesn't it?
Well, no, not really.
It's like listening to your show in Ibiza.
Well, no. Well,
yeah, but we quite like this. So.
We listened to your album. We listened to your album last night coming back from the game.
Which one?
Definitely Maybe.
Good album.
Yeah, great album.
10 years old.
There's not one duff track on it.
Well, there is not one duff track on it. No.
But, no. But now I imagine, you were quoting from the show last time, that time, and bet now, have you heard us once in the morning this year?
Well, when the reason that I'm here was when I was out that night seeing Travis and I said, oh, I'm going over to Portugal, and you saw me come on the show, me thinking, of course, it's going to be 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Absolutely. You didn't tell me you'd been moved, so no, I don't get up to listen to anybody at that time of the morning apart from your daughter.
Thank you very much. Which is why you don't.
Are you any good?
Brilliant.
Have you come on?
No, I'm very excited to be here. You know how it is. So how long are you out here for?
I'm going back tonight because I've got rehearsals tomorrow for Glastonbury.
Are you looking forward to Glastonbury?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it fair to say, he says, because you and I are pals, so you can't get upset. Is it fair to say, do you think you've done a good Glastonbury, a brilliant Glastonbury set yet?
The first one in 94 was widely regarded as a legendary performance. The last time we played in 95, Liam managed to talk me into doing six or seven songs off Morning Glory, which we just finished the night before, I think, or two nights before or something. And it sort of fell a bit flat. But we're not going to be doing too many new songs this time around, so it should be all right.
Well, it's been reported that you won't do any new songs at Glastonbury.
We weren't going to do any, and then we started rehearsing, and we timed the set. We come up short. Because we were doing all the ones that we wanted to do, and then one of the tour manager said, yeah, well, that's about an hour. So we're like, well, how long have we got to play for? It's about an hour and a half. So I will say to people when they're there, if I'm rambling in between songs, it's just to stretch it out a bit.
Yeah, I love that bit you do where you go, right, let's separate the crowd right down the middle. You cheer this and you cheer. Come on, Liam, you go that side. Let's see whose crowd is louder.
Oh, we'll be doing two new songs, I think.
Two?
Yeah.
Okay. And playing Bits and Pieces and kicking beach balls into the crowd.
Bits and Pieces by Dave Clark 5. We won't be doing that one.
That's not what I meant. The Radio and Roadshow classic game. As well you know. Can you tell us anything about the new album?
I can tell you a funny story about what somebody said to me about our new album last night.
Okay.
I was in, obviously, it's very, very tense at the match, and some geezer walked up to me wrapped in a Portugal flag, and I'd noticed him out of the corner of my eye a couple of times. He'd come past and he'd looked and he'd gone back and he'd come up again, and he's got his program and a big Portugal flag, and he said, I won't do the accent because I can't. And he said, is it you? I said, it is. And he said, I'm a massive, massive fan. And I went, well, thanks very much. And he said, are you here to see England? I said, absolutely. And he said, the game. I was like, yeah, well, never mind. And he said, your new album. He said, when will it be out? And I said, well, probably not till the end of the year, or maybe early next year. And he said, will it be with the band or the Gorillaz? to which I replied, well, there'll be a monkey singing the songs. I can't promise any Gorillaz.
You thought you were Damon Albarn?
I was actually going to deck him, and I thought, what? There's a couple of coppers there with submachine guns.
Do you know what? I don't know what's funny in that story, or the fact that Dave felt the need to then explain it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Hence his name.
Yeah. By the way, do you know that I managed the Radio 1 team to victory, the Soccer 6 this year at Reading?
No.
Yeah.
Who'd you beat?
Everybody. Including...
Blazing Squad.
Blazing Squad, yeah. And Brian McFadden in the final, and his team.
You beat Brian McFadden?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people like to do that, though.
One of our players, yeah. Virtually, so...
Carver nearly decked him during the penalty shootout at the end, actually, yeah.
It was all a bit tense. But, yeah, I managed the team to victory. Thank you.
Anyway, I believe we were talking about...
It was all down to me. Sorry.
I do believe we were talking about my new album.
Yes, I know. What's it called again?
It isn't called anything at the minute, but it'll probably be out bigger next year, I would have thought. We scrapped it twice now.
Have you worked out what it's called yet?
No.
Have you got a working title for it?
Songs for My Snicket.
Okay.
There'll be one person in hysterics at that in England now.
Jimmy Tarbuck?
Lisa Tarbuck.
Will that be your missus?
No.
Okay.
Lisa Tarbuck?
No.
No, I dumped her. No.
She kept taking all the fridge.
Absolutely.
Never anything to eat in the house. Dad always coming over writing jokes. We can come up with some names to them if you want.
I don't, because they'll be just silly, won't they?
Yeah.
They'll be silly.
All right, I'll come up with some sensible ones.
Well, go on, all right, if you can off the top of your head right now.
Okay, deck chairs and science. Hey?
That is appalling.
Curtains and clocks.
God, you sound like Scousers now. Curtains and clocks, mate.
I'm sorry about that, Mr. Definitely Maybe. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah? Hey, legendary that.
Well, yeah, it is.
Do you know what it means?
No.
You're not supposed to.
I remember, I know better.
Lived for 10 years, 10 long years.
I know better than asking you about lyrics and songs.
Go on then.
No, I know better.
I won't ask you.
Go on.
No,
I
won't.
You want to.
No, I don't.
Yes, you did.
No, I don't,
yes,
because I've already heard you say before when someone said...
He wants to ask me this.
No, I don't.
He does.
No, I don't.
You wouldn't have brought it up otherwise, would you?
No, because that's
oh,
what I'm saying.
Come
I know
on,
better. No.
Come on.
I don't, because, you know, I'm listening, purposely listening last night, and I know
while
that...
While I can remember, can I make a request for my missus?
Yeah?
Can you play that Beastie Boys tune? Is it on your playlist?
Will she be listening?
Yeah.
Does she listen anyway?
She does. She's a massive, massive, massive fan.
Of the Beastie Boys.
Shut up, Ted. Yeah. I take it away from me. Yeah, we will do that. Yes, just for you.
Oh,
and your missus.
Great.
How is she, by the way?
She's very...
Tall.
Very Scottish.
Yeah, I'm tall.
Yeah. She is tall, yeah.
I remember you guys played a gig in Watford. A yes. little kind of secret gig thing, which you went to.
Well, it wasn't that secret. You were there,
wasn't
it? Oh,
no. Mm. And it was packed. she came up to me in the bar just before the gig and started talking to me. And we were chatting for about 2 minutes. And I think she realised the look on my face and then decided to introduce herself because I had no idea who she was.
We were chatting to her. I didn't even realise she was Scottish.
It was pretty much like the night we met.
Do you remember the first time we met?
Not you, me and you, me and her.
Oh, I thought you were talking about us again.
Hey? A bit self-obsessed there, are we?
Just a little bit.
Anyway, remind me of the first night we met. Where was it? Hey?
Can't be honest, no, well, I remember, the first time I met your missus. It was a lovely moment. I'll play a record now, shut up.
Yes. Play the Beastie Boys.
And I'll play it in a minute, I've got to find it first.
Anyway, you talked about my legendary lyrics.
Oh, no, all right, all I say about your lyrics, because I know better to ask you what certain songs are about.
Go on, then.
No. How can I go on, then? I know better than to ask you. Because I think the Mac, and I don't quote me, but I think
it's pointless having it in your hand.
However, certain lyrics do mean certain things.
They do indeed.
Yeah. Like, what's that noise? What was that?
I beg your pardon?
No.
Sorry.
Seriously.
Bit of a technical problem.
Must have been the scrambled eggs.
That's that chicken peri-peri, son.
It's knockout.
No, because I know that Mr. Sifter did sell you songs.
He did. Sifter's is a record shop in Burnage on Fog Lane.
Is it owned by Mr. Sifter?
That's his name. I think that's his name.
It's 10 years ago.
No, it can't be his name, because Sifter means when you sift through the records, it can't be his name, can it?
Oh, that's Teddy Sifter, nice to
meet you. Well, I put in Mr. Sifter because I am a genius.
Well, he's a man.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna put Mrs.
He's a
Sifter.
Character in one of my songs, Chris.
Right, okay. But, anyway, okay. He's a character in one of my songs.
He's a character. I like Mr. Soft and the other people in that song. I can't remember them.
Mr. Soft was also a character in the Soft Mint commercial.
That's where I got it from. But he then became a character in one of my songs.
Did you say, well, you didn't get it from that, did you?
I did, yeah. I was watching telly one night and Mr. Advert for Soft Mints come on. I thought, I'll have you, Mr.
That's
Soft.
Steve Harley.
You'll
it?
Go well with Mr. Sifter.
You watch. Steve Harley's song, isn't it?
Yeah, can't remember, yeah.
Yeah. You have no idea what we're talking about, have you, Dave?
No.
Not a clue.
No.
Right, let's play a record
no,
and
no,
come
Mr.
back
Soft.
In a second. Yeah, Alan's going, Mr. Soft.
Oh, that's not the Beastie Boys.
No, we'll play
it's coming soon.
We'll play them in a minute.
He's sifting through
rubbish.
His record box.
Listen,
now.
That's rubbish. What you're about to play is rubbish.
Keen?
Rubbish. Not, well, you are, but that's rubbish.
Okay, so here's the great Keen on Radio 1.
Rubbish.
Rubbish. Yeah. It's got a past nine. For the future, Mrs. Noel Gallagher. Or maybe not, I don't know.
Oh, no, absolutely, I would have thought.
Really?
I would have thought so.
Oh.
She behaves herself.
She does, every time I've seen her, she's always behaved.
Well, she can't get a bit out of hand, you know.
She knows, she likes the odd pims. You know what I mean?
You said that, not me.
Right.
How do you know that?
Hey? Anyway, so it's 9:23. How many tracks on the new album?
There was going to be 10, but now we probably think there'll be, because it's our last album for Sony, probably about 8.
Save the two.
I don't know, I thought about 12.
And Definitely Maybe is getting re-released?
Not, it's just not getting re-released, that would be sad. It's getting released on DVD.
I'm sorry.
And it comes with a documentary, which is very funny because... If anybody buys it, just check out Liam's interview because he was in an appalling mood that day. And him celebrating 10 years of the best Oasis album ever, and he looks like someone's just knifed one of his children. Is it they're going to him, so live forever? Yeah, that's all right.
Who did the dub?
Some guy called Dick Carruthers.
No, but Dick's done, if you pardon the expression, Dick's been doing you guys for a few years.
Dick does our big screens at the gigs that we do.
Now, this guy, he's a bit of a, to be fair, he's a bit of an unsung hero, a member of Oasis, because...
No, let's get one thing straight. He's not a member of Oasis.
Okay, all right, okay, fine. But you
he's
know,
been a few of them, but he's not been one, especially with a first name like Dick.
Isn't there rumour that he could be one of your new drummers?
No, we've got Zach. Zach's doing, he's playing drums for us at the minute, son of Ringo.
Is he playing on the new album?
He's playing on, yeah, the bulk of it, yeah.
Right, okay.
And my other little mate, Terry Two Breakfasts, is playing on some of the other songs.
Dave plays drums.
I don't care.
Badly.
Okay, fair enough. I write lyrics. If you ever want to write a song together, you know, as you you'll be chilling out here later this morning.
I thought you'd have some appalling football song out. Have you?
We were asked, actually, but we weren't allowed to do it for legal reasons.
Sore subject.
Really?
Yeah, you can do it if it's for charity.
No, you don't want to be doing stuff for charity.
And the song that we were going to...
No, it's rubbish, isn't it? Charity.
The government
saw it out.
Radio 1 said, I believe you've been asked to do a Euro 2004 song. And me and Dave went, yeah. And they went, that's absolutely brilliant. And we went, oh, great. We're glad you're pleased. Obviously, money goes to charity, yeah? The what?
What charity, though? What charity?
I don't know. And guess what? That song that we would have been on and co-written is number two in the chart.
What's it called?
Come on, England.
It's a Come on, Eileen thing.
Come on, England. Yeah, you shouldn't get involved in nonsense like that.
It's money.
For charity, though.
No, that's what we'd do.
If we'd made a packet out of it, we would have done it.
Yeah, we should write. Well, if you'd have written it, you get the publishing, innit?
Yeah.
Well, this is it. I mean, we've got ideas for England songs, but, you know, everybody does. And 99% of them are all rubbish.
Well, it's not difficult, is it, to have an idea for an England song? You just
have
the words, come on, and England in it. I mean, it's not difficult. And a descending bass line. You're having it, aren't you?
Come on,
Bob's England. Your uncle.
So Oasis is going to be headlining the Pyramid Stage at Glastonbury on Friday, the 25th of June.
Is it the 25th? I've been telling everyone it's the 24th.
Brilliant. This is our research.
Yeah, 25th, great.
So, I don't know.
And it's the night of the first quarter-final, though. So, if England get there...
No, we play on the 24th, if we...
Are you playing Glastonbury in the 24th?
No. If England comes second in the group, we're playing the 24th.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Thursday.
You two played Glastonbury the night before.
I'll tell you what, we played Wembley before.
Mate, we can support you if you want.
Pardon?
We can support you if you really want.
You've been supporting me for a long time.
We've played the Kentish Town Forum and Wembley in the past.
Doing what, though?
Singing. Rapping.
Freestyling.
England songs.
Body popping.
No, freestyling. With the bare naked ladies.
Oh, you shouldn't admit to stuff like that.
They're the only band that let us share a stage with them.
Well,
listen, smartass, you've played Wembley Stadium. Me and Dave have played Wembley Arena. Wembley Arena.
But there's a subtle difference to that.
Ours is more credible.
I wouldn't dare doubt that, but...
Am I right in saying that you played Wembley Arena once and had somebody dressed up as Santa Claus come out on stage?
Nope. That was Liam in one of his extremely stupid parkas. No, we didn't. Did we? No, we didn't.
You know?
Okay. No. If he did, he come out behind my back.
It was like this.
Was it you?
No, it wasn't me.
No, we wouldn't have stooped that low, surely.
No.
How is your kid?
He's not in a very good mood today by all accounts, because he's just come back from Spain and he's lost his luggage. So if you're listening, Liam...
All that Louis Vuitton?
suffered.
To be a fly on the wall at that baggage carousel.
Well, yeah, because, you know, he's been out in Spain and, of course, he would have probably bought half of the Spanish garment industry back with him. And, of course, now some Spanish baggage handlers like that. The big furry Parker.
Hang on, the big
shades, that.
Would you...
He's quite hot, but he's...
would you not admit that your Liam's actually a very fashionable young man?
He can be. He's like,
I think so.
He's like David James, right, Liam? No, seriously, this is true. You'll know this, right? If David James and Liam, if they've got a split second to make a decision, they're fantastic. If Liam's got 5 minutes to dress himself, the guy is genius, as is David James. If Liam's got more than half an hour to get ready, I mean, he looks like a Christmas tree decoration sometimes when he goes out. If David James has got more than 5 seconds to make a decision,
you'd ask him for trouble, then.
Although I would like to see Liam in goal. I think that would be a funny
fantastic
sight,
wouldn't it?
They'd be running towards him, they'd be like this.
Yeah!
They'd run back. I'm not going near him.
He'd just get his mind to go and tackle him, wouldn't he?
Yeah, Steve, go and get a ball off him, will you? Yeah, Steve, grab that for us, will you? Throw it over there to him.
If you see your other brother, Paul.
Yeah, I do.
Mr. Anorexic. Next time you see him, right?
Oh, that's cruel, man.
Eh? Do you know what I mean?
He's a. Anyway, carry on.
Fat.
That's cruel.
That's what he is. Tell him thanks for the nice text message you sent me after Leeds United got relegated to Division One.
Oh, of course, yeah. Well, was it? Could you repeat it?
No.
No.
And I can't repeat what I replied back to him.
You're all right getting text messages off our kid because he just rabbits on and on. And at least at some point, the text will run out, or the battery on his phone will run out, and that's it. You can just switch it off then. But
all the texts that are virtually the same. Cornerstones.
Oh yeah, yeah. Right? Tuesday night, Barfly, 9 o'clock.
Every time he's banned. That's all it is. No, yeah, hi, how are you? Anything? Yeah. And then the only message the non-Cornerstones text ever got from him was, "Ha ha, you going down?" expletive, rude word. To which I replied, "Off." Right. And then he replied, "It's Paul, by the way." And I'm like, "I know it is. You can still off. Doesn't matter who you are."
Which he replied, "By the way, Cornerstones.
Yeah.
Tuesday night. Barfly. On stage, 9 o'clock. I'll get there for that then.
They'll be there. Anyway, right, so hang out with us for a little bit longer. As much tea as you want and sangria.
I noticed you've got Yorkshire tea bags up there.
Yes.
Have you bought them? Yeah, I mean, do you have two in a cup? Two in
no,
the one
just
cup?
One.
Oh, get into two.
Really?
In the one cup. That's like four cups of tea.
It stains the mug.
I'm telling you, man, you'll be at the top of the charts in no time.
You heard it here first. That was because obviously my girlfriend Sophie's not here, so she says, "Right, I'm going to get you some little presents to go away with." And number one, she got me an Aloha ashtray, which is lovely and tacky, and a big box of Yorkshire tea bags.
Can't be. Do you get the hard water ones from in London? Make them taste better.
Yes.
Isn't that clever? Fiji don't do that, do they? Or the other one, Typhoon Tetley, you know, are you aware of this?
I've not seen that.
No, well, let me explain this to you. Yorkshire Tea have managed to blend their tea so it tastes better in hard water areas. And on the back of the box, it gives a little map of where they taste better. And London is well. And you get them in. Do you know what I mean? That guy, whoever invented that, should be working on the space programme.
You really do have way too much spare time in your hand.
Yes, but I earn that spare time.
Right, we're getting down for more rehearsals. See, there's a map and everything, lads. Here's what it is.
Well, I all right.
Okay.
It tastes better. That's all I'm saying.
More from Noel coming up in just a bit. Plus, we'll play songs from Jet and other great songs as well. No car park catchphrase today because Noel's here. And we're going to chat and
phrases.
You haven't heard the show, don't we?
Plenty of off mic hand gestures.
Okay, lovely. Thanks.
I've got a giggle.
What a lovely visual gesture. Yeah. Meanwhile, let's get some news and support from Dom and Chills. It's 9:32.
Here we go again.
Yo. Flip mode. In the place to be. Yo, yo, Dave.
Yo, yo, Chris.
Yo, yo, Noel.
Check it out. What do you want?
Check it out.
How's your tea?
Well, it looks, look, there's two tea bags in
there. Strong enough.
Well, look at it.
It looks nice.
Look at it.
Can I just say, since you said that two tea bag thing,
yeah,
I've just been informed by Ali that we've now run out of Yorkshire tea bags.
I'm out of here in half an hour anyway, so you know what I mean.
Thanks. And now to get some more sent over now.
Get the hard water ones. We're not gonna, is it hard water area around here?
Don't know.
Anyway, don't let me stop you. Carry on.
Right. So, what thoughts on the game last night?
I don't know what the gutter press will be saying back in England, but you can well imagine. But I just thought it's a shame, really, because I don't really think England will play as well as that again in the tournament, and they'll probably win the next two games and not play as well as that. And I don't know. He's the best player in the world, is Dan, because he puts free kicks away like that and he scores penalties, and you know. The penalty that Beckham missed, although the press were probably vilifying
him. It
was a great save.
Yeah, it was.
I'm not having a go at him because it wasn't a bad penalty, but it was a great save.
What about our chances then? So you think we'll win the next two games?
Well, if
If France would have come out last night and beat England 4-0 the way they can play, you'd hold your hands up and say, right, I don't really think anybody back in England, although all the idiots always get carried away and, you know, the flag wavers and all that. Nobody was really expecting England to win that game last night. Draw was the best thing. So really, we're a point down, right?
Yeah.
Now, England, if they don't beat Switzerland and Croatia, both them games, they don't deserve to go any further.
Mm.
So all it is it's a bit of a knock on the team's morale. And if he can pick them up, then he's fine. They're young enough, and I think they showed their inexperience last night. Steven Gerrard will never play another pass like that in his entire career.
Yeah. Mm.
David James will never come out. Why he went with his feet is unbelievable to me. If he goes with his hands and Henry goes over him, he wouldn't give a penalty. It'd be too contentious. But if he goes to tackle him and takes the guy out from the knee, then, you know. But I thought it was a great atmosphere in that ground. It was really breathtaking. See that many England fans in there? It was unbelievable.
I know.
Unbelievable. It was really breathtaking, but it was, you know, it's a shame, but I think they played really, really well.
Substitutions, the turning point?
I could see why he brought Essien to hold the ball up, and it obviously he didn't.
But you know, I think, Rooney was growing in confidence as the game went on, and he looked like the one player at that point that was going to actually unlock the French, the only one that really carried an attacking threat, and then he took him off as he seemed to be getting into his stride.
Yeah, but he went, you know, Eriksen does that, doesn't he? He went to hold what he has, and he put... Why put
he should have put, but he should have put Butt on to hold what
absolutely.
We had.
Absolutely.
Should have put Butt in midfield to hold it.
Seriously, Heskey's got some photos of Sven and Ulrika. He's got some dirt. Do you know what I mean? Sven's got a thing for Heskey, though.
Mind you, I've got a few. No, I'll get a game.
You probably would.
Yeah. But I tell you what, though. Leslie King. What a performance, eh?
Oh, Leslie.
He was mega, wasn't he?
He did very well.
He was good. Mm. I thought it was just... The only thing that was wrong was the result. That was it. The rest of it, it was brilliant.
Well, we were saying this earlier. For 90 minutes, they couldn't beat us.
No.
Granted, 3 minutes they did.
But that's why he's the best player in the world, because of pressure situations like that, the penalty and the free kick. I'm not sure whether the wall was in the right place either. What do you think?
I don't know whether David James was positioned particularly well either behind that wall.
The wall didn't look like it was in the right place at all.
But you knew as soon as they got the free kick, you just knew. As you say, that's where Zidane just comes into his own. You should say as well, the atmosphere in the stadium was brilliant, because... Not only were there so many England fans as well, but there were French dotted
amongst
England fans, and there was no problem at all with that whatsoever.
Apart from those idiots behind us. Turn it in.
Not as big an idiot as the England fan in front of us.
Oh, what a div. This guy is like virtually front row seats, and he just keeps standing up like that, and he's really drunk. Sticking his arms up, looking at the French side. Right, there's French everywhere. But there's, you know, and he's going, and he keeps turning around. He's doing this all the way through the game, really irritatingly drunk. And then after we left the game, we took us ages to get back. We saw him sitting in the road, right, sitting on the side of the road with his legs out, looking absolutely gone.
Nearly got run over by a coach.
Yeah, shame. I'm really hoping they're going to take his feet off.
The only worst thing about coming out of the ground was last night is that it was saying, if I hear the words, to be fair, one more time, by somebody from Birmingham, I'm gonna deck somebody.
There's loads of people.
It was like a mantra going over the bridge. Oh, to be fair though, he's the best player in the world. To be fair though, let's not be fair.
Why are they
let's
all? Not be fair. Why are they all Brummies as well?
I don't know. They must have let him out. Sign up for the weekend.
Oh, good morning.
What?
Can't believe you said that, Liam.
Why?
So, sorry, you went out. Right, back to you, back to some Oasis stuff. 6th of September is the release date for the Definitely Maybe DVD. This is to mark the 10-year anniversary of the album's release.
To be fair, yeah.
It's
10 years, to be fair, isn't it?
I've got my copy of Definitely Maybe.
Let's be fair.
I have my copy of Definitely Maybe here, which I got from Red Alert. Sent.
Hey, that's the proper one, then.
It's my promotional copy only. It's the black one, which is apparently worth a few bob.
Well, if you're really in that frame of mind where you, Chris Moyles, are thinking, this would be worth a few quid, you've blown it, mate.
What do you mean?
Well, if you're now going, see this CD, it'd be worth a few bob, this.
But it is worth a few
CD.
Bob.
Well, what, to you? You're minted, surely.
Do you know how I know it's worth 8 quid?
If I sign it, it'd be worth a tenner,
I thought. I know this is worth money, because I read an interview...
Yeah, but surely you're not bothered about that.
I read an interview with you, with the NME, all right, about 4 years after it was released, going, apparently, when they released Definitely Maybe, there was a few black promotional copy-only CDs.
I wouldn't believe anything that I've ever told the NME. Ever.
According to the NME.com, Noel said he won't be playing any new material at the Glastonbury gig.
I was lying, wasn't I? Well, no, I've just told you why, Andy, because the set was too short.
Noel has collaborated with Ian Brown on Ian Brown's new solo album, which is due for release in September.
That's correct. Yes.
What have you done?
I had this tune that I'd written, and every time I wrote words for it or went to sang it, I sounded like Ian Brown doing it. So one afternoon was out for lunch, me and my missus, and in walks Ian and his missus into this restaurant, and I hadn't seen him for ages, and we sat down, we had lunch, and I just said to him, yeah, I've got this tune, blah, blah, blah. Do you fancy having a sing of it? Sent him a demo, and he sang it, and I went and done some guitar on it, and it's quite psychedelic last I heard. I don't know how it
really
end up, though, yeah.
And Ryan Adams is going to release his version of Wonderwall. Are you pleased about that? Because you like the version, don't you?
Ka-ching, that's all I've got to say about that song.
I thought you endorsed that version.
Well, Ryan Adams one. Yeah. I'll endorse any cover versions of any of my songs.
but
apart from Keane, if you're listening.
Why don't pick on Keane? They're all right.
Rubbish.
Okay. But is it true that you...
I went to see him at Manchester Apollo, and he was halfway through the song before I realised that actually I wrote that. and it was really good. And he phoned me up and said, I'm going to release it as a single. Do you have any problems with that? I said, no.
And Noel said, how do you get my number? I've never even met you. I went to the gig the other night.
And I said, nah, man, you go ahead. But I like it, actually. Liam is appalled by it.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No. I don't like it. I think you can't mess with certain songs.
I bet you liked the Mike Flowers Pops version, didn't you? Say no more.
I preferred it to his version.
Why, though?
Don't know.
Why, because he was taking the piss?
Yeah. Essentially.
But did you not like that? I thought you...
Mike Flowers?
Yeah.
It's the same thing, man. It's like, you know, get in.
Can we do a cover of Oasis song, then?
As long as you don't change the arrangement, you don't actually have to ask my permission. As long as you don't change the words or the arrangement, yeah, fine. Don't put Come On England in the middle of it.
No.
We're just thinking about Germany in 2 years' time.
Come On Germany?
Well, no, not Come On Germany.
That might sound very nice, wouldn't it?
Maybe we could score for England. You're my Berlin Wall. Hey, what can you do? All right, well, listen, Noel Gallagher's here. We've got 9 minutes left. Churchill in 10 minutes. We'll play a song. We'll be back. On Radio 1. Chris Moyles. Joe Wiley. Scott Mills. This is Radio 1. There you go. Nice advert for the weekdays, including us, and how great we are.
You know I wasn't listening fully.
Were you not?
Have to admit, no.
No, that's what it was. Now Noel and Chappers are in a deep conversation about football. Is that what it is?
No. He's actually going to do a cover of one of my songs.
Chappers. You are?
Yeah.
Whoa. Sparky, I just asked first. Get in line!
It's all sorted.
All sorted?
Oh, well, that's it.
You know he's a red, do you?
Pardon?
You know he's a red, do you?
I didn't know that. No. So my lawyers in the morning.
Friendship
ask him,
over.
Ask him again.
Still that, even if it's done by a red.
Yeah, but it's dirty money, then, isn't it? Filth, isn't it? You're clapping it. You're a Leeds fan. They're worse.
Hey!
Come on.
Hey, they
all
don't.
Outside.
They?
Come on.
That's all right. I've got security. So... Paul, give Noel a slap.
Easy.
So to celebrate Definitely Maybe 10 years, 6th of September, the Definitely Maybe DVD will be released. Would you like to choose a song from Definitely Maybe for us to play?
I'll choose the one with the swearing in, My Even Children.
And another choice.
I tell you what, right, I come all the way over here, I get in a car, I drive here for an hour, for you to sit on a stool and say, no. I demand that you play Married With Children. It only says, anyway, it's not really a swear word, is it?
Rachel?
Come on.
Reese is our exec. Yeah?
Have okay. it. You see, you don't get to have a keen, do you? Come on. Swearing on the radio.
I think that's a very underrated track, that.
I'll tell you what, play Supersonic because it's my favourite.
Really?
No, Slide Away. No! Play Live Forever. No, Cigarettes and Alcohol.
No, Columbia.
No, God, oh, let's rock and roll
Up
star.
In the Sky.
Up in the Sky.
Up in the Sky?
Play that.
Yeah.
Yes, have it.
Your music. Yeah, well, right. Rachel's now going, is it a swear word? An Oasis song, give. It's 9:54 in the morning, so we got beaten by the French last night, but we're going to beat Switzerland and Croatia according to Noel Gallagher. You had to get behind the boys on Thursday night and watch the game, because Noel Gallagher says so. And don't forget the Cornerstones played in Camden next week.
On stage 9 o'clock.
Be there for 10.
from a brand new band called Oasis. I reckon they're going to be huge. Thank you.
Rhys was telling us before that I used to bore him to death in this club. He used to play Manchester, going, Rhys, we're going to be bigger than you two. And he'd be like, oh, go and get the drinks in. No, Rhys, I'm telling you, bigger than you two.
There you see.
Spin it, Rhys. What are you saying now, eh? What are you saying now?
Not a lot.
Noel, thank you very much for coming to see us in our lovely villa in Portugal.
Thank you for the tea.
Pleasure.
That's five cups of tea I've had while I've been on air, ladies and gentlemen.
10 tea bags gone. 2 tea bags, Noel. And go and see McGlastonbury on the Friday night and the 6th.
Sold out, you won't be able to get in anyway.
Oh, well, there you go. Buy the DVD instead when it comes out. Right, Joe Wiley's got Chili Peppers tickets up at 10 o'clock. Colin Edith are on at 1. Scott Mills is back on later this afternoon. Spoonie's live from our villa tonight at 6. But don't let that put you off. There's still a good night of entertainment coming up on Radio 1 afterwards. God bless you. Have a great day. We're back live from our villa in Portugal tomorrow morning. Goodbye. The Chris Moyle Show.